Now, come to the point, page 23. You know line, form and color, quality, teach. You wrote these three very clearly. That is what I was telling you. Can I go to the fourth point? Can I go to the fourth one, or can I have to do anything with? Okay, one S is there. Can I go to the fourth point, or should I have to do any other number, 1, 2, 3, to get something clear to you? So 1, 2, 3, you understand. Should I go to the fourth one? So if you understood this, I can go to the fourth question, fourth point. I was going in page 23. That's why I'm waiting. Can I go? Those who want to go ahead, put 4. Then I will understand that I'm going to the fourth point. Okay. Now, come to the fourth point. The stage of the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol, underline. All of you understood it? Of its place in an ordered manifesting plan, of its true on unified intent. This is what I'm going to explain you. All of you must have seen what I'm telling about the fourth point. And all this I'm telling about how to take a yantra. And naturally it will be linked with the yantra I was going ahead. The stage of the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol. That is what you have to understand. Of its place in an ordered manifesting plan, of its true unified intent. Now you understand, when I'm telling about this yantra, actually I'm telling to you about your own physical body, emotional body or pranamay sharira, and the manomay kaya, the mental level. We always think about it. Don't go to the off the yantra. It is how you are going to go enter to the yantra so that you can understand the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol. Which symbol? Yourself, your physical body, that is the yantra. It is this yantra that is what I am going to tell you. I will again back to the physical body to use it, its livers and liver and all these things will come later, don't worry. At present you think about the fourth point. The stage of the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol. Now do you understand this? It is the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol. Now the first important thing is, your physical body has a purpose. Your symbol, the yantra, is your physical body about which you are telling, with all its pranamaya and manomaya koshas. So what I am telling you, your physical body, of course it also means its pranamaya and manomaya shariras, has a purpose. The synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol. And remember, the world is synthetic grasp. A synthetic of what? The purpose of a symbol. What is the purpose of a symbol? First you have a physical pranamaya and manomaya sharira, and it has a purpose. And these three bodies have to have a synthetic grasp. I'm able to understand you, what I'm trying to understand you. Try to again and again I'm telling you. The purpose of a symbol or your physical bhautika sharira, of course with it is linked with annamaya sharira, and you should know the difference between bhautika sharira and annamaya sharira. Simply, it's nowadays you just understand that your annamaya sharira is almost is your etheric body. Don't worry about what it is. Now, what I'm telling you is, the purpose of a symbol. What is the purpose of a symbol? You are three in one body. The annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya. Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, shariras. You should remember, it is a sympathetic grasp. These three have to be synthetic. Synthetic means together. Synthesize. What it is, and you remember its place in an ordered manifesting plan. So first you have to first understand that you are in this world. Has an ordered manifesting plan. Do you know what is the ordered plan of the earth in which you are living? And Parampuja Gurudev says, along to the ordered manifestation of this plan, at this moment you are going to the Satya Yuga. If you understand, and it is true unified intent. This is what we have to learn. I will tell you, at least you understand what I am trying to tell you. Your annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya shariras have a purpose, but it has a synthetic grasp. Do we have it? Is our physical body's control to you? I have asked all of you to do your asanas and pranayamas. Because the asanas and pranayamas will give the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol of your body. Just by saying that it is just a synthetic grasp, nothing will happen. Asanas or pranayamas, that is why they are so important. Because I have already told you that asana is not an asana, it is a place of power. You understand what I am telling you about asana and a place of power? Because I have so many times I told you, if you understand the power of asana. So for asana, capital A, power for A, AP. Then the Andhra Pradesh will go. Asanas? All of you have understood? Well, that's good. So I will do nothing there now. You have to do it. To use the yantra, the machine, you have to use it. And I have told you that yantra is nothing but a diagrammatic thing of your physical body, your emotional pranamaya sharira, and your mental sharira. Manomaya kosha. And so, this synthetic grasp can only be done by asanas and pranayamas and by nothing else. Nothing else. There is no other way for it. That is why asanas and pranayamas are the third and fourth levels of yoga, you know, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama. Is it clear what I am telling to you? So if you want this yantra, this machine, this is your machine, that is how you have to use it, that is what the yantra is going to tell you. It is a diagram, but it is the asanas and pranayamas with its thoughts, manomaya kosha, naturally. When you want to do these asanas and pranayamas, naturally your mind is also automatically linked. And then the stage of the synthetic grasp of the purpose of a symbol, can you understand? And what is the place of the order? That is the exact three questions which Parampuja Gurudeva asked you to answer. That is the place. In the ordered manifesting of the plan, Parampuja Gurudeva in the third question gives the answer, very important. As birth, death is also sure. After death, then you have to present yourselves in the highest court. How would you present your life to be decided? Well, the answer is there. That is what I am telling you every 2 hours, if you can use it every day. When you go to that higher court, you can use it very clearly. Yes, I am right. 2 hours per day is enough, but you have to do that. Am I very clear? The third question. So when you go back, you have to answer in the higher court of Paramatma or Parampuja Gurudev. Then what will you answer? What could I do for his work? You should give all your ahara, nidra, bhaya, maidhunancha. Well, you are an animal, you be like that. But use the dharma, and in the high court, you have to give an answer. Now you understand the fourth point to all of you? Can I go to the fifth one? Those who understand, now to the fifth point, put five. Put five, I can understand, you are understanding, I will go to the fifth point. Okay. Now the fifth point. Identification with the quality and purpose, underlined, of the symbol as it is illuminated by the mind held steady in the light, underlined. This final stage brings into activity the brain as well as the mind. Those who are doing this, three times you read this. And when you are reading it, you remember that there are an underline, two underlines, and a bold sentence. Those who are reading it, almost think yourself outside. Okay. Now the quality and the purpose Well, we have understood that we have to do Param Pujya Gurudev's work. For us, yantra can be utilized in many ways. I am using it for us. So the quality and purpose is to do Param Pujya Gurudev's work, the purpose and the quality of Param Pujya Gurudev. But when you are putting this quality and purpose held steady in the light, do you know what it means? That is exactly what Param Pujya Gurudev has said in his Pragyavatara Kathamrutam. His first, I say, a Nobel Prize scientific religion paper. All of you know about what I am telling? What I am telling about? Those know about it, put it as PK, Pragyavatara Kathamrutam. Don't worry if you don't know about it, I will tell you about it, but those who know it, very good. One has read it, only one. Second, all of you have read it. Very good, very good, very good. Now you understand, held steady in the light. That is exactly Param Pujya Gurudev has given in his first paper. You understand that when you are doing Gayatri Mantra, you put in such a way that your entire body is full of light. Have you read about it? Those who have read about it now can put yes. Right. Now you can very easily understand the quality and purpose is what we have to do, Param Pujya Gurudev's work. But it should, your mind must be held steady in the light. And in that paper, I would say it is a paper, I always say it is a Nobel Prize paper. Four Nobel Prizes. Do you heard about it? Do you know? Be held steady in the light. That is what you have to learn. And as Param Pujya Gurudev has said, if you do it, within a few days you will get the light, a real light coming out of you. You can see very clearly, and if you want it, it will be given to you. See those lines. That is what the lines of what I was telling in English, the Pragyavatara, you please read it.
I found illumination, but I found it from my own inner self and not from outside. My soul gave me the courage to break the web around me. That is when I started seeing good results. Those who depend on others to be called as enlightened would have made me an ajnani if I had resorted to them. I then understood that if anyone got illumination, it is from within them. At least it proved to be true in my case. We cannot face the mountain-like external hurdles without processing the firm belief and unwavering courage to tread on the noble path. When I stayed firm in this belief, I always found people who cooperated with me. Right from God to my Gurudev, I found people who helped me in realizing my objectives. I have been making slow but steady steps on the path of progress. I have reached the present state of being by implementing these processes only.
All of you reading it? That is held steady in the light. You have to do it. When you put the ignition for the car, well, you should have a petrol in it, and you should be able to put the ignition on. That is that. And what Param Pujya Gurudev used to tell me, well, suppose you are not able to see the light. You don't worry, it is there. It will take some time to see the light, but already you know the quality and purpose that you do. Go ahead. The light is always there. So don't worry about, I will take some light and then we will do it. If you are in the car, there are four people in the car, and maybe you are in such a way that you are able to see the headlights or the thing where the car is going ahead, but the driver knows it. The switch is on, the car is going ahead, the light is going for the roads, the car is going ahead, You are not able to see where it is going, but it is going. It is something like that. So once you know the quality and purpose and what Parampuja Gurudev wanted you to do, well, you do your sadhana to get the held steady in the light. But Parampuja Gurudev himself says that if you can do it for a few days, you yourself will see the light. It will be the whole body will be full of light. It is not a light which others will see, but maybe an attraction, something which people like you to see. They want to be with you, and whatever you say they want to do. That itself shows that the light is on. You don't think that it is something like a torch which you will see in the light outside. But if you close it, inside you can see the light. Am I clear what I am telling you? And now this final stage brings into the activity the brain as well as the mind. Now what we have to do? Your brain and your mind must be linked with Parampuja Gurudev's work. That is what it is written there. The yantra should be so utilized. What yantra? Your body, your physical body, your pranamaya sharira, your manomaya sharira. The activity, well, it is as simple as that. That is the real yantra, that is how you have to use it. As simple as that. No, but remember that I have to have about 70 pages to tell you about it. This is only an introduction. Don't think that everything is over. There are again about 60 pages more to tell you about this, about the yantra, especially about the triangle, the three lines around which the Om is captured, where the Om is in captivity. Well, that I will tell you later. Have you understood the Om and the triangle? The Om, the four levels of consciousness. You know what is Om, I always tell you? If you know about Om, say yes, full yes. I mean the fourth division, consciousness, Turiya. Those who have really understood what I am telling about it, put capital T, Turiya. You read about Om, the T? All of you? Yes, that is what I am telling you. So in the yantra, you come back to the yantra. All of you seeing the yantra? I am telling about the Om. And when I am telling this Om, there is a fourth level of consciousness. That is what I am telling you. It is in a captivity of in these three triangles. And don't think I am thinking something negative. No, I am telling something positive. So when I am telling you that this triangle is somewhere in a captivity of three things, no, I am not telling that way. But the Om has to do something to use it. That is what this three triangle has to be utilized, the three lines. And you can understand as the physical, bhautik sharira, pranamaya sharira, and the manomaya sharira. Only then with these shariras, these three triangles, the Om has to use. And to use it, well, there is a light in you. And one thing I will tell you, Parampuja Gurudev used to say, sometimes we can see the light, sometimes we cannot see the light. But if you have the emotion, the thought, well, it's the light. Do you know when you can understand something and you are not able to eat it very easily, it is said to be a tube light. So do you worry about the real light? Don't make your tube lights. Let it be. Are you able to understand what I'm telling about the light? Okay. All of you. Right. So don't worry about you are sitting with Gayatri Mantra and no light is coming. That all these years you are able to sit about it. Why we are all these things? It's because of the light which is giving us until now. And if you still want a light, I think that is the best way you want is not to work. The yantra is on. The Gayatri Yantra, the Adyashakti is working. If not, why you are talking all these things? The Prajna and Diksha are there, the Adhyatmika Shakti and Laukika Shakti. Well, when you do this, you will get up the karma, I am Susamskarita. That will be the result when we go on doing it. I am very clear about the yantra, but we have more 60 pages to think about it. So don't think that because you heard it, it's okay. But the way with which we will start our physical body as a yantra, you are understanding now. The yantra with light. The yantra with the turiya level you are working. Why? Because the light is there of Parampuja Gurudev's work we have to do. Okay? In 2 hours every day you have to do that. And those who can't do it every 2 hours for Parampuja Gurudev's work, every Sunday use it for 6 hours. That is okay. And maybe on the other 6 days of the week, you take one day as a holiday also, not doing anything of Parampuja Gurudev's work. What is there? Am I right what I am telling you all? Now come back to that page of 23 or 24 I am reading. Now, this final stage bring into the activity of the brain as well as the mind. Now you understand what I am telling? The bold one? Those who have understood it, put it a bold Y. Y with bold. What is that written there? Y? Now, adjust these 1, 4 points again and go ahead to the other dots, 3 dots. First is line, form and color. Response to the impact of the qualitative nature, the quality. Then the teach. And then today I have told you the other two. Now we come. Go ahead, I am going to the next point. The study of symbols viewed as a whole involves 3 stages. Now here, the study of the symbols means, he is talking about all the 24 yantras of Brahmavachas. So what I am telling now is not only about this one particular yantra, but it means to all yantras of Brahma Vachas. First I will tell you the bold one, black one, bold. Can I say bold? And then the blue colored is what I put for Parampuja Gurudev's meaning. Because it is from Jala Kool's book, and there the blue colors are not there. I am adding it so that you will understand what he means, so that I need not give anything more for you. First, the investigation of a symbol and the consequent progress of the analysts from one progressive state of awareness to another. Om, the Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha. The progressive stage of awareness to another. That is what means the Bhur, bhavah swaha. And if you can still not understand, you think about your physical, emotional and mental bodies. Two, a gradual inclusion of the entire field covered by the symbol that is Om. So all these three bodies, your physical, emotional, mental, are linked with Om. You can tell Om as intuitive brain. Well, instead of Om, it is very easy to work what Param Pujya Gurudev has said. That is exactly what Om will tell you to do. Okay, the first point is over. Okay, now come to the secondly. An intuitive perception of the symbols to be seen everywhere in the divine manifestation. And now as you are trying to do these things, when you are talking about your physical body, the emotional body and your mental body, do you know what will happen when you do this? You will see these symbols, what you are learning, is everywhere in the world. No, we are not talking about persons. You are trying to see that whatever we are seeing is nothing but the Om, and its symbols are in those physical bodies in the world, everywhere in divine manifestation. And now you understand this. The blue is my thing, the 24 yantras and Om, the yantras of Turiya state explains the three points being stated here. And now you think, how can I go to the Turiya level? Who helps with the Turiya state and what help with whom? I don't want it. I want to use it. If you are in the fourth level and be there, what is the use of it? What you have to do, your physical, emotional, mental bodies. And what the Turiya has to do, Param Pujya Gurudev is giving us too easily. So to hell with Om, the Turiya state, the other three points being stated here. All of you understand the second point? Those who have point this, put number two, so I can go ahead. Okay, now come to the third. The use of symbols of the physical plane. See the sentence. The use of symbols on the physical plane remember, and when I say remember, meer gurtu chesukovali. Remember that for all the four kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom and the human kingdom, these are the four kingdoms, their physical bodies are their yantras. Have you understood what I am telling you? The use of symbols on the physical plane. Have you understood that our physical body is a symbol of the yantra? But when you see in the world, you have to see that all these symbols in the physical plane are nothing but very different yantras, whether it is in the mineral kingdom or in the plant kingdom or in the animal kingdom and the human kingdom. Their physical bodies or their yantras. If this much you have understood, put a yes to you so that I can go ahead. all the physical bodies and what we see in the physical world are their yantras. All of you got it? Good. Now, I'm going next. The Om is mine, but understand from the other kama in black letters. The use of symbols on the physical plane and their right adaptation to a seen and recognized purpose, leading to the subsequent magnetization of the symbol with the needed quality through which the idea can make its presence felt, in order that the intuited qualified idea may find purpose form on the physical plane. Without the blue, read the sentence. All of you, forget the blue words. Third one, you just read it three times. And when you are trying to read it, try to understand it also. Third, the use of symbols on the physical plane and their right adaptation to a seen and recognized purposes, leading to the subsequent magnetization of the symbol with the needed quality through which the idea can make it, in order that the intuited qualified idea may find form on the physical plane. Without the blue, read again and again.
The use of the symbols on the physical plane and their right adaptation to a seen and recognized purpose, leading to the subsequent magnetization of the symbol with the needed quality through which the idea can make its presence felt, in order that the imputed qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane.
Once more.
Third, the use of symbols on the physical plane and their right adaptation to a seen and recognized purpose, leading to the subsequent magnetization of the symbol with the needed quality through which the idea can make its presence felt, in order that the imputed qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane.
Now, only the bold one, intuited, qualified. Read it five times.
Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane. Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane. Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane. Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane. Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane.
Crystallization of the idea.
Now, magnetization of the symbol. Subsequent magnetization of the symbol. All of you are understanding this point? Subsequent magnetization of the symbol. Right? And suppose instead of that, if I say Jagat Guru Sri Krishna, does it mean one and the same? Instead of writing subsequent magnetization of the symbol, are the subsequent Sri Krishna Jagat Guru. Does it mean what I am telling you to tell you? Those who are understanding this, right, people are understanding already, the intuition is working. Magnetization of the symbol, that is where Krishna is the Jagat Guru, that is why he is called Sri Krishna, means magnetization. Simply, just as Arjuna is magnetized by Sri Krishna, one Arjuna magnetized by Sri Krishna. Now, Parampuja Gurudev says, who are ready for it? I am magnetizing it. He is the Maha Jagat Guru, the magnetization of the symbol. Symbol means your body. Intuited, qualified idea may find proper form on the physical plane of yours. Is it clear to all of you? If it is clear, you write clear. That is enough. I understand. You should put that word clear. I want it with a clear meaning. Don't put yes. You write clear, 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 clear.
Subsequent magnetization of the symbol with the needed quality and a pointer.
Okay. Those who want something, don't worry. I am here to explain to you, just because somebody is not getting it. If you have some questions there, you can ask me. Subsequent magnetic symbol. Symbol means your physical body. That is the symbol.
When the magnetization of the symbol is equalized to Sri Krishna, subsequent magnetization of the symbol, what is the meaning?
What is the subsequent magnetization of the symbol? What? Do what the Guru says. As simple as that. As simple as that. That's all. Karishyeva Chirantava. Antekada? After the subsequent magnetization, we have to do nothing now. Now the what the Guru says, we do it. What Parampuja Gurudev is asking us to do is to, in the end we come to the same point. Do what Parampuja Gurudev is asking us to do it, but you will know it in a much, much better way. And not only that, you can tell people in a much better way. Now all of you got it? All of you go ahead? All of you understood these three dots? The one, the first, secondly and third? Now, these three points I am now telling is not only for this yantra, but the all other 23 yantras. All the 24 yantras mean the same thing. You have to read. Remember that you have already think everything, don't think in you. You have to learn more than 60 pages to know. But you have the introductory way, if you can already do it, do it. But learn these classes so that you can do it in a much better way. Okay, now, can I go ahead? The time is over. So, deal therefore with the symbols. With that I will continue tomorrow. Deal therefore with the symbols. Dot dot dot. All of you got it? Jai.